So you may be confused about protein intake, your calories, how many calories should I intake, all this bologna sauce. I want to talk about that. Here we go.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to this podcast episode with your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. So great to see your smiling face. Now, I know that you may be struggling right now with how many calories, how much protein, how many carbs, how many fats, how many blah, 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 blah. I believe this. Simplicity is the key to your survival and to your fitness life. I really do believe that. If you have a pen and pad, here's what I want you to do. You're probably listening to this while you're driving, so come back and listen to this later because you can always do that. But if you have a pen and pad and you have your phone because there's a calculator on your phone, I want you to think about your goal weight. Let's walk through this together. We're going to walk through this like if you were standing right in front of me. So what's your goal weight? Take your goal weight. Have you found it? Okay, so let's say it's 140 pounds. So you're going to take your goal weight. I'm going to get my calculator out so I can multiply because I can't multiply worth a darn. So we have 140 pounds. Now this is what you want to weigh, right? This is where you're headed. This is where you're going. So if you're 200 pounds right now and you want to go to 140, let's try to pick a different number. Let's pick something that may be a little closer to 200 pounds because if we drop your calories too low, you're going to be tired. You're going to be sluggish. You're going to be grumpy and nobody likes a grump. So let's go ahead and we'll subtract 20 pounds. So let's make that, your goal weight is 140 pounds, but let's subtract 20 pounds from 200 pounds. And let's go ahead and make that 180 pounds. So that's our first goal. So 180 times 12. So this thing works for both men and women. So that's 2,160 calories. So this is the amount of calories that you would be burning if you did nothing. Right? If you didn't do a single thing today, as far as you just sat here in your car and you didn't move, or you sat on the table, or you sat on the couch and you didn't move, it's 2,160 calories. Are you with me? So 2,160 calories. Now, this isn't rocket science. This isn't anything that's brand new. This is something that some guy or woman came out with a long time ago, and I just stole it from them and I'm using it because that's usually what happens in the world of life. Is somebody came up with it and people just kept using it. So here we go. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just using the wheel and I'm driving on them darn wheels. So 2,160 calories. So if I subtract, let's subtract 500 from this. That gives me 1,660 calories. So let's go back. So that is if I ate 1,660 calories, already I'm in a calorie deficit, correct? I'm already in a calorie deficit according to the math that we just did. So let's go ahead and go back to it. So I weigh 180 pounds times 12. So I want to add in 500 calories. 2,660 calories. So if I go plus or minus the number that we came up with earlier, so 180, times 12 equals 2,160 calories. If I go plus 500, it'll be the number I just said, which is 2,660 calories. And if I go down times 12, 2,160 calories minus 500 calories, that's 1,660 calories. Are you still with me? You're still getting the gist here. I just want to put this into your brain. So if I go plus or minus 500 off of that number, if I do minus 500 from 2160 or plus 500 from 2160, those are the numbers that I want to play around with whenever you are logging your food. So whatever you ate today, I want you to go and download MyFitnessPal, or I want you to download the Lose It app, or I want you to download some type of app. I'm sure there's thousands out there, and start logging your food. Or you can just use the pen and pad. That's another great way to do it. I guarantee if you do this, if you stay within those ranges, if you do that, because remember, you weigh 200 pounds, correct? Do you remember? You weigh 200 pounds. Now you're eating for an under 180-pound person. If you do that, you stay within that ballpark for at least 30 days, you'll start to lose weight. You'll lose, I bet you'll lose 5 pounds. I bet you'll lose 8 pounds. It just depends on the person. And it also depends on man and woman, because you're playing with testosterone, you're playing with estrogen, you're playing with different hormones. And moms, you just carry more. You're just going to carry more fat than dads. You just will. Men, you're going to carry more muscle than women. That's just how we work. This is how biologically how we work. If you're in the weight room, your whole goal is to get as strong as you possibly can. Lift weights, do squats, do deadlifts, do things that are going to get you up and down. Do things that are going to make you stronger. I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're 50, if you're 60, if you're 70, if you're 30, if you're 40. You got to be in the weight room. If you're logging your food and you're doing exactly what I just told you to do based on your numbers, based on what you need to be doing, based on your goal, then you're going to get to your goal. But you got to be precise. You really do. You got to hit it hard for at least 30 days. If you can commit to 30 days, I didn't tell you to give up anything, did I? I didn't tell you to eat chicken and broccoli. I didn't tell you to just don't go through the drive-thru. I didn't tell you to do those things. You know these things. You know that maybe you should be eating at home a lot. That's going to be a lot healthier for you, a lot lower calorie intake. Also, too, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about this. Protein is going to be your best friend. You need to have eggs available. You need to have chicken available. You need to have lean beef. Beef right now is pretty expensive, so watch out. But you need to have some lean sirloins, lean things like that, some lean just meat. You need to have some stuff like that. But if you're vegan, you shouldn't be listening to me, because I have no idea how to coach you. I don't coach vegans. I don't coach vegetarians. Go find a vegan coach. Go find a vegetarian coach. That's not what I do. I need you to be eating meat. I need you to be eating protein. I need you to be doing those things. You need to have low-fat Greek yogurt that's lower calorie. There's great stuff at Costco, at Sam's. You need to be eating some string cheeses. If your big crutch is cheese, then get you some string cheese. They're only like 80 calories. You need to be eating lots of fruits and vegetables. Cottage cheese is great. Low-fat cottage cheese. Kate loves cottage cheese. I have it every once in a while, but I have a little lactose problem. I got to stay away from milk. But I still eat it. So you got to figure out what works best for you and stop making excuses. If you have questions about stuff, that's when you reach out. That's when you start reaching out and you go, okay, I know what I'm doing 30 days in, and I did exactly everything you said. You didn't do everything that I said. You didn't, because you weren't precise with your numbers. You weren't precise with what you needed to be doing. Again, what are those numbers? Be real with yourself. Just imagine, yeah, if you weigh 200 pounds right now and you want to get to 140, that's a lot of weight, and that's going to take time. So be realistic. I want to get to 180 pounds. That's doable. That's realistic. That's a really measurable goal. And then set it by December 31st or January 5th or January 30th, 2023. I want to lose 20 pounds by then. That's a lot of weight. I want you to go and grab a 20-pound kettlebell or a 20-pound med ball and carry it around for a while. You're going to realize that 20 pounds is a lot of weight. So protein is your best friend. Did I mention carbs? Did I mention fats? No. We talked about two numbers, calories and protein. If you focus on those two numbers right now, you're going to get to your goal weight quicker. You get all those other numbers in there, you just get too messed up. Don't worry about it. Don't go through the drive-thru as much. Don't eat so much bread. Stay away from your pastas as much as you can. Those things that are high in calories. Stop looking at the fat intake. Stop looking at the carb intake. Look at the calories. Look at the protein on everything that you purchase. Those are going to be your two most important numbers, and those are the two most important things that I always preach on. This was a simple podcast. I could talk about this all every day, but I want to keep it as simple as you can for you. If you have questions, reach out. Don't forget to subscribe to this. Don't forget to subscribe to everything that we're doing and follow everything that we're doing. BUSTOS Training, Bustos Training, which is my last name. And you know what? I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.